now his rate changes are confusing the markets. Mark Maron.
Man, I was at the Friars Club last night, and it was a little rough, man. A little rough. It was a little rough, and it has an effect on me. It has. I was just talking to my friend Eddie Pepitone on the break, who's in the. And you know, it's interesting. It wasn't me. It was a situation.
You're only as good as your last set.
I think that's true. But, you know, Eddie used to be a reporter for us. And but, you know, that may be true. You're only good as the last set. But
no,
I
don't believe that, but that's what people think.
Right, you know. You say that metaphorically. But that doesn't mean that if the last set doesn't go well, you should be sitting there going, I made the wrong choice. Can I still teach? But, look, Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. Well, thank you.
Well, it's you know, I notice you're a little reserved. Usually you come in here, we're all set to yell, we're all set to scream. You've got some reporting to do. But I'm surprised, as are many Eddie Pepitone fans going to be surprised. Eddie has leveled off a bit and has actually taken some an interesting initiative in political activism. It's an approach I've never heard. It's sort of, I don't know if you would call it decorating, but it's definitely reconceptualizing prison culture in a way. You're part of a group that brings. I'm not sure I understand. You go to maximum security prison and you switch it up a little bit.
Yes, we do, Mark. In association with Zagat's and Let's Go Maximum Security Prisons, there.
Yeah.
We are starting to get maximum security prisons online with some of the finer hotels. And the reason why I want to.
You mean as nice as.
As nice as some of the final hotels.
Yeah.
For instance, you know, yesterday in the news was the tribunals at Guantanamo. And I am going to start trying to bring in certain things to Guantanamo that are going to make the prisoners there feel like they're at a nice place. For instance, I'll give you a couple of things. There's going to be entertainment. We're going to have, in September in Guantanamo, we're going to have Bonnie Raitt followed by Wolfmother.
Uh-huh.
We're going to also do a Pink Floyd laser light Koran concert. Dame Edna is going to be in there.
Uh-huh.
And this is all in Guantanamo. We're going to have spa stuff. We're going to have, and I know, you know, this is kind of funny, but we are going to have shiatsu, Reke, and Rolfing.
Uh-huh. Do you have an exfoliating mask?
We're going to do all that stuff. There's going to be Botoxing for some of the prisoners because skin tag removal. Skin tag removal, yeah. There's going to be dermatologists who come into Guantanamo and remove those.
Oh,
I mean, because they're eyesores. And now listen to this, Mark, and this is what I really want to do for Guantanamo, because I did this for a lot of prisons here in California, wine tastings. There's a Playful Chardonnay right now that's making its way through Guantanamo, and we're going to, like, serve them with sweetbreads and just see if people can get a finer.
Sweetbreads, you mean intestines or brains?
No, sweetbreads are actually the larynx of the calf.
The larynx?
I believe it's the larynx.
Is that true? Is it the larynx?
I thought it was.
Do you have a butcher that does this? Do you work with a butcher? Do you have a whole catering operation?
Yes,
I mean,
do you have
people you work with?
Yes, there's different companies that, you know.
I assume you'd be working with a Cuban company in Guantanamo.
Yeah, there are some Cuban caterers who, you know, Guantanamo is kind of an eyesore right now. We're also going to do outings for the prisoners. We're going to take them to Six Flags. There's Six Flags that's not far away. And let me tell you something.
Now, when you do that, do they have to wear the orange outfits or no?
You know, I really am not involved in that, but.
Because I would think that would make other people at the park uncomfortable. You show up with, you know, 10 guys wearing the orange outfit.
Six Flags Guantanamo is not really going to be populated with that many.
You're bringing Six Flags to Guantanamo.
Yes, yes, and Teacup Ride will be there. And also we're going to be taking prisoners to, like, the Museum of Tolerance.
This seems ambitious. I think they might close Guantanamo. That might be the best thing.
Well, I don't think so, Mark, because if we can bring these things to the prison, for instance, prisoners who are deemed to be relatively safe can have a pet. That's going to be something that we're going to try to do. Dogs, cats.
Yeah.
Also, video games. We're going to try to get Halo in there. Madden NFL 2004. NBA 2003.
Yeah.
And these are just some ideas. And we're trying to also get, you know, just some celebrities like Parker Posey has volunteered to come over to Guantanamo and be at Guantanamo for like 3 days a month, because Parker is, you know, someone whose career is starting to take off and she's interested.
Is it taking off again?
Well, she's in Superman.
Is she?
That's what I was told.
I haven't seen Superman. Now, are you in business? Like, I know that, you know, Wackenhut, which is the prison chain. They're a security company, and they own many high-security prisons.
I've dealt with the Wackenhut people introducing wine tastings. into some of the California prisons, and they're at first they're not nice. I mean, I've gotten I got tasered, and
see, what you show up with a truck and you
well,
go.
Well, I showed up.
I'm here. Do you say that? Like, I have wine for the people.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I got a Merlot that's gonna knock your socks off, and you know,
watch your voice. You know, I don't want to hurt you.
No, because, you know, a lot of prisoners who are doing life love a nice Sauvignon Blanc, and Wackenhut has been very receptive to the Sauvignon Blanc.
I think what you should pitch is maybe a Wackenhut line of wines, like, you know, Wackenhut Vineyards, you know, it's smashed by real prisoners, the grapes smashed by real prisoners. Yeah, put that in your head, huh?
That's
an
idea.
I'm a thinker. Put that in your head, Eddie. You want to...
I'm going to call Wackenhut. Do you have a phone here, Mark? I want to call Wackenhut. Where's the phone?
We'll get one. Why don't you hang out? We're going to talk to Peter Horton. You know who Peter Horton is?
I know that name.
Yeah, he was in 30-something, and he used to own an electric car.
Yeah,
why don't you just sit in here?
Sure.
And occasionally laugh like that. We'll be back with Peter Horton on the phone.